Courageous Resistance is holding a single-payer healthcare for all town hall meeting, a couple of town hall meetings on Sunday, June 25th. They're holding one in Arcata and one in McKinleyville, and they're going to be talking about Senate Bill 562, the Healthy California Act. Pat Kanzler is here to talk about the town hall meetings and the proposed bill and how Humboldt County residents can learn more and get involved. She's a nurse consultant with Butler Valley, which provides care for developmentally disabled adults, and a member of Courageous Resistance. Thank you so much for being here, Pat.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I know you're interested also in Healthy California, and that's really, really great because Healthy California is going to be guaranteed health care for all residents of California. And you're not going to have to pay co-pays or deductibles or anything like that. It's going to be for our residents because what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now puts single payer front and center. And that's why everybody has to know what's going on.
So we have this Senate bill that is coming up for review by the Assembly, right? That's coming up shortly. Can you tell us about basically what the legislative process is for this Senate bill?
Okay. It passed the California Senate. It passed the California Senate Health Committee and the Appropriations Committee. And now it's going to be introduced into the Assembly Health Committee. And after that, it will go to the Assembly Appropriations. It has until July 14th to go through the Assembly Health Committee. And after that, like I said, it will go to the Appropriations Committee now. From the July 14th to September 14th, they will be in recess. So we need to let the Assembly members, especially of District 2, Jim Wood, to know how we feel, that we need to support something to protect the health care for all California, because I don't see us having health care for that much longer, considering what's going on with Washington. We really need to do this because it's going to save us money. We're going to cut out the middleman, and it will be not socialized medicine. You can go to any doctor you want, but the thing is that California will be paying it.
We should probably back up a little bit and just talk about briefly about who's covered in this Health Care for All, Healthy California Act.
If you are a resident of California, you will be covered under this act.
And that's regardless of immigration status, regardless of employment status, everyone is covered.
Everyone is covered. You will be getting a card, like you get a Social Security card, and it'll be Healthy California. You go to the doctor, you give him that card, and that's how it will be paid for. We are covering everyone, and that doesn't matter the immigrant status, because if somebody gets sick, they don't care if you're an undocumented immigrant. If you get sick, if you get the flu, you can give it to people who have insurance. So we have to cover everyone to keep everyone healthy.
And so basically with SB 562, the idea is that the health insurance companies will be virtually eliminated, except for maybe plastic surgery and
Yes, you got it. You can still get insurance because, say, you want something, like you said, with plastic surgery, something like that, that is not normally done, then you can have that. But yes, the insurance companies will be cut out. Now, the people who work for the insurance companies, the billers in the hospital, the billers in offices, they will be a transference. People will be trained. About a third will need to be trained, a third will just go right into working for Healthy California, and a third will continue working in their offices. But the thing is, you won't need as many billers at all, because you're only going to have one person that's responsible for the health care. You're not going to have 20 different insurance companies. You're just going to have one person. You need less billers.
You have one entity.
One entity,
which
yes.
is the which Healthy is the California. State of California.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I think there's a lot of questions about how Healthy California, a single-payer plan for California, would be paid for. So can you tell us a little bit about where the money would come from to pay the healthcare providers for the services that they provide for California residents?
Yes, they did. The Senate did a study, or the state of California did a study, but it did not include the savings. So what would happen is California would have like about 18% savings, and the savings would be from not paying CEO salaries of $20 million. the savings would come from administration. Insurance companies charge 20 to 30% for administrating health insurance, whereas places like Medicare charge 3%. So we'd get a lot of savings from that. We would also get savings from the way they structure their fees. We would get savings from the services, that the inefficient the way they inefficiently order services, the preventions. Doctors are really involved with preventing health illnesses. The way things are set up right now, prevention is not important. So we would save money in that respect. Anyway, so what happens is we would save about 18%, and then there would be like about 10% of the people that are not insured right now, they would become insured. What we would come up with is about $331 billion. Now, we get about 70% of that from the federal government with Medicare and Medicaid, and we would get that money from the federal government, and then we'd have to make up about $106 million. With $106 million, we would be able to tax about 2.3% for gross receipts in businesses and 2.3% in sales tax, and that's how we would finance it. However, you'd say to yourself, I don't like taxes. I don't. You hear taxes and you freak out. You don't have to, because right now you're paying private taxes to insurance companies. You're paying copays. You're paying deductibles. All right. You're paying premiums. That would be gone. You wouldn't pay any of that anymore. It would just be this small tax that you would be paying.
So $106 million is all that has to be made up.
Yes. Well,
you know, I was doing some research on this, and Cover California is spending $100 million a year in marketing for Cover California, which is basically marketing to people to sign up for private health insurance. And so that's taxpayer money right there that's going to basically for people to pay for private health insurance. So, I mean, there's money coming from different places, I know, and I guess just from what I'm learning, small businesses would have, if they are paying health insurance for employees less than 10 employees, then they would have like a 22% decrease in their expenses, because there is a tax, but you don't have to pay premiums anymore. You don't have to pay health insurance companies anymore. But as the companies get larger, they do pay more taxes into this fund for healthcare for all, but it's still estimated to be less than what they're paying already in health insurance premiums for their employees. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. As far as their employees go, they would no longer have to fight with unions about getting health care for their employees. They would no longer have to pay for these really high premiums. That's what they're doing. I spoke to one woman who is an administrator with a nonprofit, and she told me for 9 employees, they're paying over $7,000 a year for them. They wouldn't have to do that anymore. Those premiums would go, the premiums would go away, and they would just have to pay a smaller tax, something like 2%. Right now they're paying like 7%, 9%. So yes, it would be going away.
Pat, before we run out of time, where can people go to hear more about Healthy California, to talk about it, ask questions, and potentially get involved?
Yes, okay. So we're going to have one in Arcata on June 25th, and that's a Sunday.
You're having a town hall.
It will have meeting. A town hall in Arcata, and it will be at a place called the Campbell Creek Connection. That's a Nazarene church, and that's on 13th and Union in Arcata. That's at 2 o'clock. And then that same day at 5:30 p.m., we'll go to McKinleyville at the Grace Good Shepherd Church on 1450 Hiller Road in McKinleyville at 5:30. We're going to have another one. And that's because we really think it's important that people understand what's going on. Right now, they're throwing millions of dollars at us. The pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies are throwing millions, literally millions of dollars in advertising that single payer is going to cost you money or be socialized medicine, something like that. We need people to be able to say, I know that, and you're wrong. So,
Come on. Well, we'll have the information posted on khsu.org. We're out of time, but this is definitely a conversation that you can continue on Sunday, June 25th in Arcata and McKinleyville. Also, there's healthycalifornia.org, which has an events page, and hopefully it'll be listed there.